بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما ارسلناك الا رحمه للعالمين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, tonight we're not going to give a synopsis of whatever we heard in Taraweeh, because we heard selected verses throughout the whole Quran. May Allah Ta'ala accept the Taraweeh. But I was reading a kitab, it's in English, A Mercy to the Universe. And this book has incidents of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and topics dealing with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam being Rahmatul Alameen. It was a mercy to the entire mankind. This book talks about Rasulullah's mercy, his rahmat, even towards enemies, his mercy towards the believers, to all human beings, towards children, towards the daughters, towards the orphans, towards the women, the weak, even towards the prisoners, towards the sick, towards animals, towards children. Rasulullah was rahmatul alameen. You see various incidents in ahadith, how Rasulullah showed mercy to mankind. And today, inshallah, we will just read a few of the incidents mentioned regarding the softness of his heart and also the occasion on which he cried. The occasions when Rasulullah cried. When Rasulullah would cry, he would not sob. He would not sob, wail, or raise his voice. Conversely, when he would laugh, he would not laugh loudly, coarsely. The words moderate and restrained could perhaps best be used to describe the crying and the laughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam neither sobbed nor wept, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam neither sobbed nor wept in a loud voice, then how did he cry? Through various accounts that describe the occasion on which Rasulullah cried, we know that his eyes would be full with tears, and that a wheezing or humming sound could be heard from his chest. Furthermore, we know that he would cry only when doing so was appropriate, or more specifically, in the following instances. Rasulullah would sometimes cry when he felt compassion for the people of his nation. He would cry for his ummah. When he feared that some evil would befall them. Rasulullah would often cry during moments of deep spiritual introspection, moments during which he felt an overwhelming sense of fear and awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he cried most often while reading the Quran or listening to the recitation of the Quran. On such occasions, the tears he shed were prompted by love, by a strong feeling of longing, and by a desire to glorify and exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala asked, Ya Rasulullah sallam, why do you cry so much when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you for both your past and future sins? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, shall I not be a thankful slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Afala akunu abdan shakura? May Allah has been so kind to me, so why should I not cry out of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then he said, this night a verse had been revealed to me, and woe upon those who recite it but do not contemplate on its meanings. And what is the verse? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the alternation of the night and day, they are indeed signs for people of understanding. And this particular verse, Rasulullah would recite every night when he would stand up for tahajjud salat. So he would recite this verse, he would look into the sky and he would recite this verse. And he said that woe be to that person who recites this verse and does not contemplate on its meanings. One sahabi said, once I went to Rasulullah whilst he was praying, and as a result of his crying, his chest was making a wheezing sound, which was much the same as the wheezing sound that emanates from a boiler. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah once said to me, recite the Quran to me. I said, O Messenger of Allah, shall I recite for you? Whereupon you, upon you it was revealed. He said, yes, for indeed I would really love to hear it from someone else than myself. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala began reciting Surah An-Nisa, beginning, it starts from the end of the fourth para, the last quarter of the fourth para, and he continued the fifth para, until he came upon the verse, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And the meaning of this is, how will it be then, when we bring from each nation a witness, and we bring you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a witness against these people? His eyes began to flow with tears, and he's mentioned in narration, he tells Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, hasbuk, hasbuk, enough, enough. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala turns around, and he sees Rasulullah sallam crying, and the tears flowing. To be sure that Rasulullah became very sad when his son Ibrahim radiallahu anhu died. In fact, tears could clearly be seen flowing down from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes. Seeing Rasulullah upon that state, Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu said, even you cry, O Messenger of Allah? Rasulullah replied, Yabn Auf, innaha rahmatun. Innal ayna tadma' wal qalba yahzan. Wa la naqulu illa ma yirda rabbuna. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونَ. He said, O Abdullah bin Auf, O Abdurrahman bin Auf, verily it is mercy, إِنَّهَا رَحْمَةٌ. It's mercy that's making me cry. Verily the eye sheds tears, the heart becomes sad. Nonetheless, we do not with our tongues say anything other than that which pleases our Allah. This is a lesson for us. In other words, when somebody passes on, family, friend, close person. Tonight also we have a janazah. Fortunately, those people who pass away in the month of Ramadan and on a Friday, I read in the kitabs, person who passes away on a Friday or in the month of Ramadan, Allah protects the person from azab of qabr. What a great ni'mat. May Allah Ta'ala give us maut on a Friday in the month of Ramadan. In the condition, Allah Ta'ala must be most pleased with us. Janazah will take place at 10 o'clock, inshallah. Nonetheless, carrying on from here, so it is natural for a person to cry. But you don't say things that will make Allah Ta'ala displeased. For example, as the Tani Ramadan says, when a person loses somebody from the family, now you don't start wailing and sobbing in such a way that now you say things like, oh Allah, why you took my child away? You have taken somebody else's child away. And why you took my husband away? Now who's going to see to me? No. Now that is when a person exercises sabr. Complete sabr. And he hands himself, his affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has to accept and he has to be pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what you call rida bil qada. But to shed tears, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Hazrat Arif billah Zakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah used to say that a person, somebody close passed away, the wife passed away, or the husband passed away, or the father passed away, or the child, at that time, if you shed tears, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong, as long as you don't complain and make silly statements against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there's nothing wrong in crying. In fact, he said, if you're not going to cry, and you hold yourself, and you try and restrain yourself, and you hold the tears within you, after some time, you can become very, very ill and very sick. And if Allah ta'ala has kept this crying, so that we the feelings of whatever we're holding within our chest, it comes out. So Rasulullah SAW then tells Abdurrahman bin Auf, إِنَّهَا رَحْمَةٌ إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ تَدْمَعُ وَالْقَلْبَ يَحْزَنُ. And we do not say except but that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he addresses his departed son, and he says, وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاقِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ لَمَحْزُونُونَ. He said, O Ibrahim, as a result of you having parted from us, we are truly sad. Ibrahim radiallahu anhu was a little baby. If I'm not mistaken, he was just over a year, or maybe less, and he passed away. This Ibrahim radiallahu anhu was, and his mother was Maria Qibtiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the slave girl of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The following narration describes Rasulullah's reaction to the death of one of his daughters. Although that daughter's name is not mentioned in the narration, some scholars have said she was Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala. Anas radiallahu anhu said, we attended the funeral of one of the Rasulullah's daughters. And he says, Rasulullah was perched over his daughter's grave and I saw his eyes shedding tears. He then said, is there anyone among you who has not engaged in intercourse this night? Abu Talha radiallahu replied, me. Rasulullah said, then descend into her grave. Abu Talha radiallahu then descended into her grave and buried her. A different account describes how Rasulullah cried following the death of yet another of his daughters. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu said, Rasulullah took hold of one of his daughters as she was on the verge of dying. He embraced her, then positioned her above his hands. She then passed away whilst being in his hands. When Ummu Ayman radiallahu ta'ala anha then let out a scream, Ummu Ayman Baraka radiallahu ta'ala anha was the khadima of the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she used to look after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he loved her very dearly. So she let out a scream. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you crying in the presence of the Messenger of Allah? She said, but do I not see you crying as well? So he said, inni lastu abki, innama hiya rahma. Verily, I'm not crying. What you see from me is nothing more than mercy. Innal mu'mina bikulli khairin, ala kulli hal. Verily, the believer is in a state of complete goodness in each and every situation. Verily, even when his soul is being removed from his body, he is praising Allah, the possessor of might and majesty. There's another account which describes how Rasulullah cried following the death of one of his grandsons. Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu said, one of the Prophet's daughters sent this message to Rasulullah, verily my son is dying, so come now. Rasulullah sent her a message. He extended his greetings of peace to her. And then he said, verily what Allah takes belongs to him. What Allah gives belongs to him. And everything with Allah occurs according to a predetermined appointment. In other words, he is teaching her how to make sabr and how to exercise rida bil qada. His daughter then sent a second message, insisting that he come to her as soon as possible. Upon receiving that second message, Rasulullah stood up in order to visit his daughter. And he was accompanied by Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala, Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, a number of other sahaba. When Rasul reached his daughter, the infant was given to him and he placed it on his lap. According to one account, Usama radiallahu ta'ala likened the infant's soul and body respectively to something small that shook about in an old worn out dry container. What he meant by the analogy was that the infant was weak and frail. Usama radiallahu ta'ala then says that Rasulullah's eyes welled up with tears. Upon seeing Rasulullah in that condition, Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? Why are you crying? Rasulullah replied, this is mercy which Allah has placed in the hearts of his slaves. According to one particular narration, Rasulullah said, هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ وَإِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَاء. This is mercy which Allah has placed in the hearts of whichever of his slaves he wishes. Now this point here is very important. Verily Allah has mercy on all those of his slaves that are merciful to others themselves. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I saw Rasulullah kissing Uthman bin Mad'un radiallahu ta'ala when he passed away. This continued until I saw tears flowing from Rasulullah's eyes. The following account describes how Rasulullah cried while remembering the martyrs of Muta. Anas radiallahu anhu related that while the battle of Muta was still raging abroad, Rasulullah is in Medina, Muta is in Jordan, and through revelation, Allah Ta'ala had then informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gave him an account of what was transpiring during the battle day in Muta, which was very, very far. Rasulullah is sitting with Sahaba and he's describing to them exactly what's taking place on the battlefield there. He announces to his companions the deaths of who? Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala. He says, Zayd took the banner, the flag, after which he was struck by fatal hits with arrows and swords. Then when Ja'far took it, he too was struck to the ground. Next, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu took it, and he too was then struck. As Rasulullah described the deaths of these three noble companions, tears flowed from his eyes. Before these Sahaba left, Rasulullah had appointed, he said, Zaid, you will take the flag first. If you are wounded or killed, then Ja'far will take this flag. If Ja'far is wounded or killed, then Abdullah bin Rawaha will take the flag. And if he is wounded or killed, then the Muslims should choose any other person as their leader. So they took Khalid bin Walid as their leader after that, and they were victorious. But Rasulullah mentioned in this sequence, and he said, so this was like a prophecy. And the Sahaba must have realized that Rasulullah is saying this, if I'm wounded and I'm killed, then he must take the flag. If he's wounded, killed, then he must take. And exactly like that, these three became shaheed. As Rasulullah described the deaths of those three noble companions, tears flowed from his eyes. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu went on to mention that the banner was then taken by a sword from the swords of Allah, that is Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala. When Sahabi says, we were with Rasulullah at the funeral, when suddenly he sat at the edge of the qabr, Nabi Kareem then cried continuously until the soil underneath him became soaked in his tears. Rasulullah then said, oh my brothers, it is on an occasion such as this that you should cry. Remember death, contemplate the hereafter, etc. So prepare yourselves for your deaths. During the night that preceded the Battle of Badr, the members of the Muslim army enjoyed a very peaceful night of sleep. Everyone, that is, except for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who spent the entire night making dua, praying and supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ali radiallahu anhu says, on the day of Badr, the only horseman we had with us was Miqdad radiallahu anhu. And I remember seeing that every single one of us, with the exception of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was sleeping. Nabi Kareem, on the other hand, was underneath a tree, praying and crying until the morning. There's an account where Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu related what happened one day during a solar eclipse. It says that Rasulullah would also perform this a special namaz when there was solar eclipse or lunar eclipse. So one day, after the commencement of a solar eclipse, Rasulullah stood up to pray. When he performed prostration on the ground, it seemed as if he would never raise his head off the ground. Then suddenly he began to cry and blow with his mouth. Then he stood up. He praised Allah and said, "Uridat alayya an-nar faj'altu anfukhuha fakhiftu an taghshakum." Subhanallah. He says, as was reading the salat, the fire appeared before me and I began to blow it in an attempt to ward it off, to extinguish its flames, for I feared that it may descend upon you and envelop you. In one part of the same narration, Rasulullah said, Rabbi alam ta'idni Allah tu'adhibahum, O my Allah, did you not promise me that you wouldn't punish them? So like this, there are so many incidents where Rasulullah cried. You can see in so many people's janaza, Rasulullah shed those tears out of rahmat. When somebody was in pain, Rasulullah would shed those tears. Person passed away, he's sitting in the qabr and he's contemplating on the hereafter, Rasulullah is crying. And the famous incident where Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah once recited these two verses, the first containing the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and the second that of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Rabbi innahunna adlanna kathira minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, O my Allah. They, referring to the idols, have led many people astray. But whosoever follows me is really of me. And then he recited the verse of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you punish them, O Allah, they are your slaves. If you forgive them, verily you, only you are the Almighty, the All-Wise. Having recited these verses, Rasulullah raised his hands and said, Allahumma ummati ummati, O Allah, my ummah, my ummah. And then he began to cry, wabaka. فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد وربك أعلم فاسأله ما يبكيك. Allah Ta'ala then sent Jibreel Salatu Wasalam that go to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah knows very well exactly why he is crying, but go to him and ask him what makes him cry. فَأَتَاهُ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاتُ وَسَلَامُ فَسَأَلَهُ جِبْرِيلَ comes down. He asks رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فَأَخْبَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم بِمَا قَالْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمْ. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم informed him of what he had said. That is, he informed him that he was crying out of mercy and compassion for his nation. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ يَا جِبْرِيلَ. So جِبْرِيل went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala then said, oh جِبْرِيلَ اذهب إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Go to Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقل إنا سنرضيك في أمتك ولا نسوك. Verily we will please you regarding your ummah, and we will not give you cause to be sad regarding them. Now this was the crying of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم for you and I, for his entire ummah. And it didn't happen just one occasion, once in his life. This was every single day of his life that he would be so seriously crying for his entire ummah. Not only his family, or the Ahlul Bayt, or his Sahaba, or the people who were just coming just after the Sahaba Tabi'een. No. Right till the end of mankind. Last Ummati. Rasulullah will cry for every one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to shed those tears. Rasulullah had mercy in his heart. How do we have those? How do we cry? When we have mercy in our hearts. Sometimes our hearts become so hard that we are unable to shed any tears. We don't feel any softness in our hearts. There's no compassion in our heart. So we can't feed the poor, the widows, the weak. In mentioning one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if a person got a very hard heart, there are many ways of making your heart soft. But one way is that you must pass your hands over a yatim's head. Put your hand over the head of a yatim. And that will soften your heart. Now we require these soft hearts. If a person is very hard, then what's going to happen? He'll get arrogance, he'll get pride, vanity. He won't be able to serve mankind because he has no love for mankind. But Rasulullah, you see, he would cry. He cried so much that imagine the soil beneath his feet became wet. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu would cry so much at the qabr, standing at somebody's qabr, and he would cry. And somebody asked him, oh Usman, you don't cry so much when you read about Jannat and Jahannam. Why are you crying so much at the qabr? He said, innahu awwalu manzilin min manazilil akhirah. Of the stages of the hereafter, this is the first stage. If the man passes here, then the remaining of the stages he'll pass. You fail in the qabr, you don't have much chances after that. So may Allah protect us, may Allah save us. May Allah soften our hearts. Rasulullah talks about in the hadith, a heart which is hayyin layyin, person who is soft. In the kitab, in the hadith, the word rifq comes, soft-hearted. So when a person is soft-hearted, then he'll find there'll be beauty in the person's akhlaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكِ. If you are very, very harsh and cruel, then the Sahaba would run away from you. They will not be able to sit with you. Yes, sometimes the person has to be stern. The person is very soft. People keep on smacking him, hitting him, and doing whatever they want. And how is it going to benefit them? So person, the parents for example, they have to be sometimes stern. They have to be hard at certain times. But generally, we're talking about the ummah at large, we have to be soft-hearted people, so that we can benefit mankind. May Allah give us a soft hearts. May Allah make our eyes such. In fact, Rasulullah would make dua. Allahumma rzuqni aynaini hatta latain. Ya Allah, give me such eyes that are shedding tears. That eye that sheds a tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fire of Jahannam won't touch that eye. So these tears that a person shed, especially at the time of dua, especially at the time of dua, the hadith says that you must try and cry when you're in dua. If you can't cry, at least make the face and appearance of a crying person. Why? Because we're going to draw Allah Ta'ala's mercy upon us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Today is not an odd night, but doesn't mean we'll have a break, inshallah. We'll have a program because we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we're searching for Laylatul Qadr night. We still have one more night, inshallah. Tomorrow night, inshallah. So if Laylatul Qadr has not passed as yet, and tomorrow would be Laylatul Qadr. Allah Ta'ala knows best which was the Laylatul Qadr night. But we still have one more chance again to still search. And Allah Ta'ala must bless all of us, inshallah. So we'll make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we'll make dua, inshallah. رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true dhakireen and shakireen, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our heart be brimming with your love, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have that bond with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, that attachment with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us yours, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be your friend, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are our master, our creator, my Allah. You are our nourisher, my Allah. You are our guardian and protector, my Allah. You are our mawla. Ya Allah, we have got no other mawla besides you, my Allah. We've got no other aqa besides you, my Allah. We've got no other God, we've got no other deity. We've got no other ilah besides you, my Allah. There is no other deity besides you, my Allah, that is worthy of being worshipped, my Allah. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين يا الله You are so kind and so loving, my Allah. You are so generous, my Allah. Your name is so beautiful, my Allah. Your name is so soothing, my Allah. It brings so much of tranquility and peace in our minds and heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, your name is Al-Wadud, my Allah, which is full of love, my Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us tonight, may Allah. Ya Allah, shower your mercy upon us, may Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be drenched in your mercy, may Allah. Ya Allah, just even if it's just one drop of your mercy, may Allah. That one drop of your mercy is sufficient for us to become drenched, may Allah. Ya Allah, it will help us, may Allah. Just one merciful glance from you, may Allah. It will make us success in this dunya. It will make us successful in the qabr and akhirat, may Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be successful people, may Allah. We do not want to become failures, may Allah. Ya Allah, we want to succeed, may Allah. Ya Allah, we want salvation, may Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, may Allah. Ya Allah, we know we have wronged, may Allah. We know we have disobeyed you, may Allah. We know we have committed so many vice and evil, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have got mountains and mountains and mountains of sins over our head, may Allah. Ya Allah, but you are so loving. You are so kind, may Allah. You love to forgive, may Allah. Ya Allah, you are so loving, may Allah. And you are so kind, may Allah. You are so full of mercy, may Allah, that you want us to beg from you for your mercy, may Allah. And you are prepared to shower your mercy upon us, may Allah. Ya Allah, as much as we are happy that we are experiencing this beautiful month of Ramadan, and the last 10 nights, may Allah. Ya Allah, but still we are feeling, ya Allah, already the sadness, may Allah, that just now this beautiful month of Ramadan will terminate, may Allah. Then we are not going to see that barakat we saw in this month, may Allah. Then we will not see that anwarat and rahmat that we are seeing in this month, may Allah. Ya Allah, then everything becomes so dark for us again, may Allah. Everything so becomes so difficult for us again, may Allah. Ya Allah, then we are tempted again, may Allah. And then we are drawn by nafs and shaitan again, may Allah. Ya Allah, but if you are going to help us, may Allah. And if you're going to bless us with istiqamat, especially after the month of Ramadan, may Allah. And if you are going to protect us, may Allah. Ya Allah, then nobody can break that protection of yours, may Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can cause us any type of pain and suffering then, may Allah. Ya Allah, if you are going to shower, ya Allah, and spread your winds of mercy over us, may Allah. And you will make our hifazat, may Allah. Every step that we take, may Allah, it must be towards your pleasure, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us go towards haram, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have made sincere tawbah in the month of Ramadan, may Allah. We have cried, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have cried and cried, may Allah. We've got no more tears that we can shed anymore, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have made firm resolutions, may Allah. We have made solemn promises to you, may Allah, that we will never go back to the sins. And we regret and we are remorseful, may Allah. We feel embarrassed and ashamed of ourselves having committed those filthy, filthy gunas. We have abandoned those sins, may Allah. We are feeling such so nice and so happy, may Allah. We are feeling the peace of mind and the tranquility in our hearts, may Allah, by not committing those sins, may Allah. Ya Allah, we have got chain now in our lives, may Allah. Otherwise, our lives are full of bechaini, may Allah. Ya Allah, you help us and protect us, may Allah. Forgive us completely, may Allah. Such a forgiveness, may Allah. Ya Allah, that we will never go back to the sins again. We will never be tempted again to go towards the sins, may Allah. And we'll never break the tawbah again, may Allah. You make us true men. You make us true men in the true sense of the word, may Allah. Make us the true ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, help us. Give us that himmat, may Allah. Give us that courage, ya Allah, to fight nafs and shaitan, may Allah. Because nafs and shaitan will gang up against us. Ya Allah, especially after the month of Ramadan, when shaitan will be released, may Allah. And he is waiting again to mislead us, may Allah. Ya Allah, but if you don't want us to be misled, may Allah, shaitan's plans will be nothing, may Allah. His plans are weak, may Allah. You have mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Ya Allah, you are qawi, may Allah. You are aziz and hakeem, may Allah. You are most powerful, may Allah. There is nobody more powerful than you, may Allah. Ya Allah, whatever you decide that takes place, may Allah. Ya Allah, nobody can go against your plan and your decision, may Allah. Decide good for us, may Allah. Ya Allah, make good favorable decisions for us, may Allah. Ya Allah, hidayat ka faisla farma. Hidayat ka faisla farma. Ya Allah, sabko maaf farma. Ya Allah, sabka tawbah qubool farma. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, is mubarak raat mein, ya Allah, tu maaf farma. Tu qabool farma, tu ata farma, ya Wahhab, ya Wahhab. Hab lana min ni'mi dunya wal akhirah, innaka antal Wahhab. Ya Kareem akrimna, ya Kareem akrimna, ya Kareem akrimna, ya ghiyathi 'inda kulli kurbah. ومجيبي عند كل دعوة ومونسي عند كل وحشة ومعاذي عند كل شدة ورجائي حين تنقطع حيلة يا لطيف يا لطيف يا لطيف قل تف بنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك يسير يا لطيف يا لطيف يا لطيف اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا يا الله forgive all these brothers who have come here tonight my Allah forgive them completely my Allah they have come here to seek your forgiveness يا الله they want you to pardon them my Allah يا الله we are begging you my Allah يا الله we are not going to any other door my Allah all other doors are locked my Allah all other doors are shut my Allah يا الله those doors can never see to us my Allah يا الله all the kings of this world Ya Allah, they are fast asleep, my Allah. Ya Allah, but you are wide. Ya Allah, you are all living, my Allah. Ya Allah, you never fall off to sleep, my Allah. Sleep never overtakes you, my Allah. Slumber never overtakes you, my Allah. You are Hayy and Qayyum, my Allah. You are eternal, my Allah. You are all living, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you are wasi' al-maghfira. You are basit al-yadayni bil-rahma. Ya Allah, we ask you, my Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is hidden from your eyes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge all the sins that we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, those major sins, those minor sins, my Allah. All those filthy gunas, my Allah. You were watching, my Allah. You saw us committing those sins, my Allah. Still, Ya Allah, you concealed those sins, my Allah. You did not expose us, my Allah. You did not humiliate us, my Allah. If you wish at that time, you could have punished us, my Allah. You could have disfigured us, my Allah. You could have made us blind, my Allah. You could have made us paralyzed, my Allah. You could have disgraced and humiliated us, my Allah. In front of our wives and children. In front of our parents. In front of public, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub. You are Sattar al-Uyub. These last few days are left of Ramadan. Ya Allah, forgive us. Forgive these brothers, Ya Allah, who are here tonight. Our mothers and sisters, my Allah, listening at home, or whoever is listening over the receivers, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they may be listening from, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every one of us, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive the ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, is ummah bohat pareshan hai. Ya Allah, in these days, my Allah, we are going to trying times, my Allah. And the ummah is going through difficulty upon difficulty, my Allah. The name of this of Muslim that Islam has been tarnished, my Allah. The image has been tarnished, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam is such a beautiful religion. It's a religion of haqq and truth, my Allah. Ya Allah, Islam is not a batil religion, my Allah. There's only noor in Islam, my Allah. There's only hidayat in Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, guide the entire world towards Islam, my Allah. Guide the entire world towards Islam, my Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, my Allah. Grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us, Ya Allah, instrumental of billions of people coming to the fold of Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got hajat that we have placed in front of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, somebody has got a family problem, my Allah. Some domestic problem, my Allah. Somebody got some social problem, my Allah. Somebody got some financial problem, my Allah. Somebody got is suffering depression, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever our problems are, my Allah, remove all our difficulties, all our sorrows and worries and grief and misery and calamities and hardships, my Allah. Ya Allah, their brothers are looking for suitable jobs, my Allah. They cannot find some suitable job, my Allah. Ya Allah, they want to earn halal rozi, my Allah. Open your doors for them, Ya Allah. Open your doors of rozi for all of us, my Allah. Make our sustenance pour from the asman, my Allah. Make it be halal and tayyib, my Allah. Make it be easy for us to get that rozi, my Allah. Make us use the risk and sustenance in the correct avenues, my Allah. Protect us from haram. Protect us from consuming haram. Don't make our money, the source of our money and livelihood be haram, my Allah. Protect us from interest and riba, my Allah. Protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from prostitute dens, my Allah. Protect us from rave clubs, my Allah. Protect us from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from womanizing, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from casting lustful glances at haram woman, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed so many sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you protect us, my Allah. Fulfill our needs tonight, my Allah. Our brothers have raised their hands, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-gham, Mufarrij al-ham, Mujib da'wati al-muttarina idha da'uk, Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhirah. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who are sick and ailing my Allah so many of them young and old my Allah so many in hospitals يا الله so many at home my Allah يا الله you grant all of them complete شفاء my Allah give them سكون give them عافية and راحة my Allah Protect us from deadly diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from illness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa, my Allah. We are spiritually sick, my Allah. Our hearts are full of malice and pride and enmity and jealousy, my Allah. Our hearts have become corroded, my Allah. Our hearts have become rusted, my Allah. Our hearts have become blackened, my Allah. Our hearts have become so heavy, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Purify our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse our thoughts and minds, my Allah. Cleanse our eyes, my Allah. Make our eyes spark, my Allah. Make our ears spark, my Allah. Make our hearts spark, my Allah. Make our bodies spark, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are spark and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, you draw us towards you, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us hidayat, my Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Give us your marifat and qurb, my Allah. Give us the halawat of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us become 5 times namazis, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to discharge our zakat, my Allah. If hajj is farz on us, ya Allah, let us go for hajj, my Allah. Don't make us miss any rozas which is compulsory upon us, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of performing nawafil, my Allah. Nafil rozas, tahajjud, salat, nawabin, chash, ishraq, my Allah. Make us your true friend, my Allah. We have read in kitabs about Allah wala. We have read in the kitabs of the awliya Allah. Ya Allah, we have read in the kitabs of ashiqeen and arifin, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the taste of that, my Allah. Make it be a reality for us also, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our parents and our wives and children, our progeny, my Allah. Protect our progeny, ya Allah, from losing the iman. Don't make any person from our progeny become murtad, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect and make hifazat of all our iman, especially if Dajjal emerges, my Allah. Protect us from his fitna, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of qabr and azab of jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Make the qabr be a rawdatu min riyadul jannah. Ya Allah, make us die in your path, my Allah. Give us shahadat, my Allah. Give us more than Madina Sharif, but even jannatul baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat, the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us the Hodi Kothur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make our Rasulullah be so happy and pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not chase us away when it comes to the our turn in going forward to Hodi Kothur water, my Allah. And Rasulullah is pouring the Hodi Kothur water to his Ummatis, my Allah. Don't make the angels drive us away from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Ya Allah, without any hisab kitab. Help us to cross Pulsirat with the speed of lightning, my Allah. Make our good deeds outweigh our bad deeds, my Allah. Transform our bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we rise from this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make that angel announce, قُومُ مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. That stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven you completely. Stand up in the condition that Allah has transformed your bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got certitude, we've got conviction, my Allah. We've got great, great hopes in your mercy, my Allah. Because you have mentioned, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ عَلَىٰ غَضَبِي, that your mercy supersedes your anger. You have said, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. How will you gain if you punish your bandas, if we bring iman and we are grateful servants? Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you have given us. We acknowledge, we confess our weakness, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were overwhelmed, my Allah. We became overpowered, my Allah. We slipped, we fell, my Allah. We messed ourselves in sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, you purify us now, my Allah. You purify us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make all of us enter Jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Allahumma a'tiq riqabana minan nar. Ya Allah, emancipate our souls from the fire of Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, our list is so long, we've got so many things to beg from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with Laylatul Qadr night, ya Allah. If it has not passed as yet, my Allah, and if it is still coming, ya Allah, then still grant it to us, ya Allah. If it has passed already, then to grant it to us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many things to ask of you, my Allah. Grant us all the khair for us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever Rasulullah asked, whatever khair he asked, grant it for us also, my Allah. Whatever shar he asks refuge and panah from, ya Allah, you protect us from the shurur also, ya Allah. Protect us from the shar of the shirreer, fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasirin. May Allah help the people in Syria, may Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive them, may Allah. Over, overlook their weaknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are becoming mazloom, my Allah. They are already mazloom, my Allah. Thousands and thousands have become refugees, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many women have become widows, my Allah. So many children have become yateem, my Allah. Not in the tens and hundreds, my Allah. Ya Allah, in the thousands, my Allah. You are well aware of the condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are so far away, my Allah. But we have raised our hands again tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got such yaqeen that you are going to change the condition, my Allah. You're going to bring aman and aman there, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will remove the zalimin from there, my Allah. Remove them, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will remove them, my Allah. If hidayat is not written for them, my Allah, then Ya Allah, you sort them out, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever the Muslims are pareshan, remove the pareshani, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, there are so many youngsters, Ya Allah, who are marriageable age, Ya Allah. They're looking for suitable partners, my Allah. You find them the best of partners, my Allah. With excellent akhlaq and give them a life of bliss and taqwa, my Allah. A life of sunnat of Rasulullah SAW. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Healthy offspring, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are married and don't have any children, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they are desirous of having a child, my Allah. You bless them with pious, healthy children, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them good huffaz, ulama, suluha, atqiya, abrar, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from all evil, my Allah. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub 'alaina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.